Lokam dharmenu vartayam Gopdacha dharma setunam Shastra tat paripantinam Esaha. This King Prithu Dharma Britam of persons executing religious activities. Sheshtaha, the best. Lokam, the whole world. Dharme, in religious activities. Anuvartayan, engaging them properly. Gopta, the protector. Cha, also. Dharma Setunam, of the principles of religion. Shasta, the chastiser. Tatparipantinam, of those who are against religious principles. Translation. This king, Maharaj Prithu, is the best amongst those who are following religious principles. As such, he will engage everyone in the pursuit of religious principles and give those principles all protection. He will also be a great chastiser to the irreligious and atheistic. Responsibly, please repeat. This king, Maharaj Prithu, is the best amongst those who are following religious principles. As such, he will engage everyone in the pursuit of religious principles and give those religious principles all protection. He will also be a great chastiser to the irreligious and atheistic. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The duty of the king or the head of the government is described very nicely in this verse. It is the duty of the governmental head to see that people strictly follow a religious life. A king should also be strict in chastising the atheists. In other words, an atheistic or godless government should never be supported by a king or governmental chief. That is the test of a good government. In the name of secular government, the king or governmental head remains neutral and allows people to engage in all sorts of irreligious activities. In such a state, people cannot be happy, despite all economic development. However, in this age of Kali, there are no pious kings. Instead, rogues and thieves are elected to head the government. But how can the people be happy without religion and God consciousness? The rogues exact taxes from the citizens for their own sense enjoyment. And in the future, the people will be so much harassed that according to Srimad Bhagavatam, they will flee from their homes and country and take shelter in the forest. However, in Kali Yuga, democratic government can be captured by Krishna conscious people. If this can be done, the general populace can be made very happy. Esa dharma vritam shresto lokam dharme nuvartayan goptacha dharma setunam shasta tat paripantinam. The king Maharaj Prithu, the best amongst those who are following religious principles. As such, he will engage everyone in the pursuit of religious principles and give those principles all protection. He will also be a great chastiser to the irreligious and atheistic. So, In Kali Yuga, the democratic government can be captured by Krishna conscious people. So are we ready? Well, we may be a ways from that coup d'etat, but certainly the first stage is to understand and to teach people that it is not possible for them to be happy unless there is a God-conscious state. When Lord Ramchandra was entering Dandakaranya forest, that time Maharaj Bharat came with all his ministers, his whole palace, half the city of Ayodhya, and they were begging Lord Ram to return to Ayodhya. So they offered many good arguments why Lord Ram should return. And Lord Ramchandra, being perfect in knowledge and debate, he parried their arguments. And at that time, one minister, whose name I forget just now, it was Jalu or Jala or something like that. Anyway, he began to offer arguments from Charvak Muni. And he began to offer many atheistic arguments, logical reasons why Lord Ram should return. And he was doing that partially because he was himself a little bit of a mental speculator, but also out of affection. He thought if Bharat's arguments weren't working, then let him offer these atheistic arguments. And Lord Ram became immediately very angry and very upset, and he chastised this minister that this type of philosophy is nonsense and it will not be anywhere in our kingdom, our great Ikshvaku race. We have never tolerated such nonsense ideas. So ultimately, Vasishtha had to pacify him. So we can see that a real leader knows the path of spiritual life, and he knows that without the path of spiritual life, people cannot be happy. It is not a suppression of people's freedom or independence to guide them in the right things. In other words, the so-called modern government, being secular, does not want to impose religion on people, but they impose so many things on people. I have to drive on the right-hand side of the road. I can't say, well, no, my religion is to drive on the left side. Or they can't loot and steal from stores. That my religion says, beg, borrow, or steal, but somehow get ghee and be happy, enjoy life. This is my religion, ancient religion. How can you interfere with my religious rights? No, they say you can't steal. And in so many ways, they impose their will upon the people. But because they themselves don't know the perfection of human life, therefore they don't know the path of perfection. Nate vidu swardagatim hi Vishnu. They don't know that religion or spiritual life and the principles guiding spiritual life are the source of happiness, svardhagatim. They're the real self-interest. of all living beings. Therefore, here it is said, Dharma Britam Sresto, that King Prithu is the best of persons executing religious principles. Krishna comes to the world specifically, Dharma Sansthapanarthaya, to establish the principles of religion. Now, Krishna has our self-interest in mind because himself, personally, he is enjoying unlimited happiness. He is Atmarama. So he doesn't need to come to the material world to exploit us or use us or abuse us. When God comes to this material world, or when he sends his messengers or his servants, his agents, representatives, it is solely and wholly for our benefit, to enlighten us, to guide us, to show us the path. And when he shows us the path and we feel some difficulty because our sense gratification is inhibited, we should think, why is Krishna doing this? What does he have to gain by my not eating meat? What benefit is there? Has he got a lot of stocks in the vegetarian food industry? Why should he discourage my having illicit sex? Well, he's not, you know, he has no motive there. What will he personally gain? What will the spiritual master gain? What will the Vaishnavas gain if I don't take intoxication? They're giving us this advice because they know personally that real happiness lies in getting free from all of these addictions that we have. Real happiness comes from engaging in devotional service, Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam. This is the only way that the mind can be pacified. The mind is the source of our happiness and distress in the material world. The mind is the center of all our senses. And therefore it is stated, nasti buddhir ayuktasya, na asti. It is not possible, buddhir ayuktasya, to be connected with transcendental happiness, transcendental intelligence, transcendental knowledge, transcendental happiness. It is not possible if one does not have nachayuktasya bhava, nachayuktasya bhavana, if one is not engaged in the process of devotional service. Sadhana bhakti, leading to raganuga bhakti, but specifically if his goal is not to please Krishna, if his goal is to try to please his senses or to try to please his extended family members, if that is his goal, then the Bhagavad Gita, which is the essence, the cream of all the Vedic knowledge, the essence is there in the Bhagavad Gita, the instructions, directly the instructions of Krishna. He has a short time, he has half an hour in the middle of a battlefield. He has only half an hour to deliver the essence to Arjuna. So he's giving us directly the essence. And he says that it's not possible to be happy in the material world unless you're peaceful. The mind's business is sankalpa and vikalpa, accepting and rejecting. The mind is simply, this is called manodharma. The mind is simply wandering from one object to another. There are so many Vishaya. Vishaya vinivartante niraharasya dehina. Those who are dehina, those who have got a body, those who have senses, there are objects of the senses. And they're very difficult to give up attachment to. It is very difficult to give up attachment to the objects of the senses for one who is embodied. So this is manodharma. This is the religion of the mind, to hop from one object of sense gratification, accepting, trying to enjoy, and rejecting, vikalpa. Sankalpa and vikalpa. So, in such a pursuit, there's no ultimate resting place. Narayana. Narayana is the highest goal. Narayana. Narayana is transcendental to the sukh and dukkha of the material world. Narayana is transcendental to the temporary nature. Narayana is satchit ananda. Narayana is the ultimate resting place, where we can get full satisfaction, full security, full happiness. So, without engaging ourselves in devotional service, if we simply remain on the chariot of the mind, mano-rat, mano-dharma, yasyasti bhaktir bhagavati akinchana sarvair gunais tatra samasate. Harava bhakta shikuto mahadguna manoratenasati davato vahi. This manorat, the abhakta, harava bhakta sya, abhakta, the non-devotee. Because the devotees are engaged properly, because they're properly engaged, the fruits of their work are being used for the service of the Lord. Their mind is being steadied and focused on their goal because they have vyavasayatmika buddhi, fixed intelligence. Therefore, they are peaceful and happy. They recognize Krishna is the goal. He's bhokta. Here also, the word bhokta is used. Krishna is bhokta, bhoktaram, yajna tapasam. Sarvaloka Maheshwaram is the controller, Mahesha. You have to surrender to Krishna because he's the controller anyway. You can't object. Krishna is going to control you, so you might as well surrender. If it is inevitable that you're going to be defeated, then you might as well show good faith and surrender. It's less painful that way. You have to surrender to Krishna. You're eternally Krishna's servant. It's simply a vain attempt to try to be independent of God. To be an atheist, you're simply an atheist in your mind. It is simply a foolish philosophy. It has no practical value. Being an atheist, there's no benefit. You don't live longer. You don't get more sense gratification. You don't get a higher birth. You don't get any value by being an atheist. So we have to give up this stubborn mentality, this belligerence, foolishness. We have to surrender to Krishna. And gyatvama, those who know this, who accept this, who have come to the conclusion that I would be a real hypocrite, I would be my own worst enemy if I pursue this foolish path of independence, let me try to surrender to Krishna. Those who make that choice in their lives, and put themselves on the path back to home, back to Godhead. Shantim Ruchati. They achieve peace of mind. And that peace of mind is immediate and it increases. Even initially, when a devotee comes and he has been suffering in the material world, looking for truth, looking for direction, satisfaction, and then he meets the devotees, he reads Bhagavad Gita, and there's an immediate rush of happiness and satisfaction and relief. I think the most important word is relief. He feels great relief that now I have finally found sanity. I've found meaning. I've found a goal, a purpose. If you have no goal, if you don't know where you're going, then you struggle hard like anything in the material world. Just like a rolling stone. Complete unknown. No direction home. It's true. So, devotional service must be established by the leaders. Their first and foremost duty is to make sure that there's no unemployment, that people are properly engaged. And if they don't do that, if they don't know themselves, if they're andha yathandaya upaniyamanas, they're blind men, andha, then what can they do for others if they're blind? The first qualification of a leader is that he should know the purpose of human life. He should know the meaning of religious principles. His first promise to the people should be to protect religious principles. He should be a perfect example, and he should also assure the people that come what may, I will protect religious principles. And in fact, there will be people who will not like this. But gradually, as people regain their sanity, the majority of people will understand that it is best to have a strong leader. The example is King Parikshit. When he was wandering around his kingdom and he found the personality of Kali killing a cow, he became very, very upset. And he immediately was prepared to kill that personality of Kali. So leaders have to be strong. They have to establish the law. And they cannot be mild-mannered or wishy-washy, knowing that election is coming up soon. We see today that there are not even any really elected heads of states. There are only coalitions. So even a leader may have some principles, but practically speaking, all the opposition parties, not just the opposition, but all the opposition parties have their own agenda. So they just collaborate together to bring down the leader, or to make life difficult for him. So, it's a very sad situation. And at some time, we can hope that if we train enough people in this science of Srimad Bhagavatam, science of Krishna consciousness, we should hope and pray. We should pray and work for the possibility that we can have an elected Krishna conscious leader somewhere on this planet. We have to show an example. So I'm going to stop there. Is there any discussion? Not a very philosophical group here. Mostly just into, we should have prasadam later, you know. It should be like 10:30 or something. Right after class means. Skip it. Skip it, yeah. There could be so much to say. It's a pretty heavy verse. Okay, Granthiraj, Srimad Bhagavatam, Ki Jai.